This is Apollo Saturn launch control, T-minus 55 minutes and counting. T-minus 55 minutes and counting, and the countdown continues to go well here at the Kennedy Space Center. The closeout crew has now left the white room. We're standing by for the retraction of the swing arm. Swing arm number 9, that's actually scheduled to come at the 43-minute mark in the countdown. However, the closeout crew did leave somewhat early, so that event could come a little bit earlier than scheduled. Now we'll go to the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas, for a status.
This is Mission Control Houston. At the present time, the flight controllers here in Mission Control are monitoring the countdown and the status of the crew, the launch vehicle, and the spacecraft. The Worldwide Manned Spaceflight Network is up and ready to support the launch. We do have a problem with the Vanguard tracking ship downrange in the mid-Atlantic. A tracking data processor, we understand, is down on the Vanguard, and we will not get high-speed radar tracking unless this problem is cleared up. The Vanguard is a desirable element of the tracking network, but is not essential, and we're going to continue the launch with that problem. Just a few minutes ago, Ken Mattingly, who until a few days ago was the prime command module pilot for Apollo 13, arrived in Mission Control. Ken will be assisting at the Capcom console, and he's joined astronaut John Young and astronaut Joe Kerwin on the Capcom console. As he arrived in Mission Control, Flight Director Milton Windler greeted him and said, "Sorry to see you here, Ken." This is Mission Control Houston at T-minus 53 minutes and 20 seconds.